Good morning, everyone. Today is the 34th and final Sunday of the liturgical year. Basically, our church calendar ends this weekend. And next Sunday, we'll start a new year with the first Sunday in Advent. And as it is custom now, on this last Sunday, we celebrate the feast of Jesus Christ, our King. During the past year, we have been hearing the gospel read to us and reflected in our homilies. And today somehow sums up all that we have been hearing. The Jesus that we have watched going around the towns of Galilee and Samaria and Judea. The Jesus that we have watched teaching, healing, consoling, liberating. Jesus is our Lord and King, and we owe him our allegiance. He is the visible presence of God in our midst. And as we look at today's reading, we see there are two contrasting images of Jesus presented to us. In the second reading from the first letter of the Corinthians, Paul presents a powerful and awesome picture of Jesus as Lord and King. All have died because of the fall of Adam. So all will be made alive in Jesus. Jesus is presented as the all-powerful ruler to whom every other power, every other authority must eventually give way. He must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed will be death. Jesus represents life. Life in all its fullness. And that life he wants to share with every single person. Our other readings, however, give a very different picture of God and Jesus. The first reading from Ezekiel describes God as a shepherd. We know that sheep, when they're brought out into hillsides to graze, can wander far in search of the best grass. And this would be especially true in the arid hills of Palestine. Not only that, but there will also be sheep belonging to other shepherds on that same hill, and they will get mixed up with each other. The shepherd then spends considerable time looking after his own, the straying sheep, and then bringing them back to his flock. God sees himself as such a shepherd. I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out their flock, when they are among the scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. God is portrayed as especially interested in the sheep which have gotten lost. I will seek the lost, and I'll bring them back. Bring back the stray, and I'll bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. And we see in Jesus, he picks up that same image, and he calls himself the good shepherd. And he will also compare God's concern to the sinner and the lost, as he himself is ready to leave behind the 99 good sheep and search for that one, the one that gone astray, the one that got lost. Yet still, there are others, because of their choice, who will not so be well treated. God is biased. He is biased against those who exploit the weaker and poorer members in the society. justice for God is not just based on moral decency. It is rather based on equitable sharing and having access to resources available necessary for a life of dignity and self-respect. As I was preparing my homily this week, this weighed heavy on my heart. And what came to me was clean drinking water. Know that the World Health Organization says that 1 in 3 people globally do not have access to safe drinking water. Some 2.2 billion people around the world do not have safely managed drinking water services. 4.2 billion people do not have safely managed sanitation services. And 3 billion lack basic hand washing facilities. I was thinking of how many times I washed my hands this week and how I took for granted that every time I opened up the faucet, clean water came pouring out. My heart was hard pressed by it, saddened. Jesus' words came rushing in when he said, "You will always have the poor." And then the story of the rich man clothed in purple and dining sumptuously at the table every day. And at the foot of that table sat that poor man, covered in sores, his wounds licked by the dogs. He longed for even the crumbs to fall from the table. It truly got me thinking how truly blessed I am. You know, in that story, that rich man most likely went to temple regularly, and he observed the festivals and the requirements of his religion. But he still did nothing for the man that was sitting at the foot of his table. And that was his sin. He did nothing. In some ways, that is the greatest sin of all, to do nothing. And that is precisely the point in the gospel reading for today. The scene of final judgment. Incidentally, we shouldn't take it too literally. But the gospel does teach us that there will be two kinds of people coming for judgment, described respectively as sheep and goats, the good guys and the bad guys. How are the good guys and bad guys going to be distinguished from each other? I have no idea. But in the story, it is quite obvious that both groups are very surprised at the criteria that Jesus presents. As he speaks to the sheep first, Jesus says, "Come that you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me." The sheep are clearly very surprised. This is not the answer that they were expecting. One gets the impression they hardly even remember doing these things, although some of them have done at least some of them. And they certainly do not remember ever doing anything of the kind to Jesus himself. "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and you gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" They were even more surprised by the answer they got. "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these brothers, a sister of mine, you did it to me." Then turning to the goats, whom he called a curse, he condemned them for not doing anything that he had mentioned above, for not recognizing Jesus and the brothers and sisters. You know, there are several things we should notice here. See, none of the things that Jesus mentioned are religious in nature. There's no mention whatsoever of any commandments being observed or violated. People are condemned for not doing something which was morally wrong, but for not doing anything at all. These actions are done or not done to Jesus and not just for Jesus. In other words, Jesus is truly present in every person I meet. I am not just nice to this guy or that person who I may care about or not in order to do a good act, which Jesus will one day is going to reward me and put it in my bank account of good works. People cannot be used for spiritual purposes. To sum it up, Jesus is saying that if I wish to be counted among the sheep, then I must be an actively loving person, irrespective of the response I get back from my love towards them. But that's how God loves me, unconditionally. It's not enough just to fulfill obligations, religious or otherwise. It will not be enough to say, I am a good enough Catholic. I am expected to keep going out of my way, to reach out in love, especially for those in need, the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the poor, the naked, the sick, and those in prison. And it doesn't matter how they got sick or why they're even in prison. These people are especially to be loved because they are most in need of having their lives turned around. Jesus, this Jesus, is our King. And I am called to serve Him. And the way He wants me to serve is to be filled with care and compassion for my brothers and sisters everywhere, especially for those who are furthest from Him and those who have not experienced the abundance which He has filled this world, which has filled my world, me, my life. I must serve by loving those who are materially, socially, psychologically, morally, and spiritually poor. This picture of judgment in the gospel is not meant to fill us with fear or trembling. No, it is a challenge, not about the future, but about today. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we owe Him our allegiance. As He has been saying to me, eyes on me, hearts on me, souls on me, lean into me, look and seek me out, and all those I encounter. This is my surest way to guarantee that I will be numbered among the sheep. It's for me to become right now a loving, caring, tolerant, accepting person, living what I like to call the five-finger gospel. It's an easy reminder of what the gospel says today. You did it to me. We are called to go out and serve our King. This is our reminder. Have a blessed week.